next item is Peninsula MRRPC Revised Marina Bay Parcel K, Phase 6B, Area 9 on Road 299.
This is a revised site plan for 47 townhouse units on fee simple lots. This plan's the same as the previously approved site plan for this area, with the exception that the homes would now be located on fee simple lots. Some of the other units in this section have already been constructed. The infrastructure, street sewer, they're existing. The proposed lots meet the minimum square area of 1,600 square feet. They're proposing 10-foot setbacks from all lot lines, and they have a proposed 20-foot front and rear yard aggregate. The buildings have the minimum 40-foot building separation distance. The Board of Adjustments granted a variance for the overall length of the buildings to be 169.5 feet. The only revision to the site would be that each of these units would now be a fee simple lot. Buildings are located in the same location. The fee simple lots and the townhouses are basically a method of sales.
So what's the difference, Mr. Abbott? Because...
My guess is probably financing. It's so hard anymore to get financing for condominiums, which is what these townhouses essentially would have been.
Oh, so basically it's a change from condos to townhouses?
Yeah, and it's, yeah, townhouses on fee simple lots, so you own the ground underneath it. I'm guessing that that's the reason.
The site plan, as far as the building location, is basically exactly the same.
Is it impacting...
They designed it so that they can fit the lots, fee simple lots, around those units. The party wall becomes the property line, and they have to have aggregate a front yard, and then they have to have side yards on end units. It's like they were doing a townhouse project, and just basically it's the same building. Just they're creating a fee simple method rather than a condo sales.
Does it impact the HOA?
It may. They'll have to do a little bit different condo docs for it, you know, but that's...
But they still would be included in the HOA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, they have different HOAs for each section.
Yeah.
You end up with a master HOA, and then you end up with an HOA for each building complex.
But it's not any insurmountable problem.
You might find that...
No, there's no wiggle out, yeah.
It appears that we have someone representing this application with us this evening. We might be able to shed some light on the issue.
For the record, Jim Fuquay, these would be fee simple lots, so they would not be part of the condominium association, because by virtue of being fee simple lots, they're not condominiums.
But they're part of the overall HOA.
There's an overall HOA that they will be part of. And as Lawrence stated, that physically, nothing is changing. As I'm sure you're aware, a townhouse can be a condominium where all the land is just a common element, or it can be done as fee simple lots, which is what we're requesting here. And it really is marketability and financing is really the reason for it. But the product itself, the location, the size, everything's the same as it would have been.
Are there currently other condos in existence?
There's other condominium. If you look on that plot, you can see where there's some units that are already built.
Okay, and so how would this affect those existing condos?
It won't affect them.
It won't affect them in terms of condominium fees? Is my condominium fees are specific to those buildings?
Well, condominium fees are specific to all of the units that would be part of that condominium. So proportionately, there'll be fewer condominiums, hence the overall cost will be less, proration.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised Marina Bay Parcel K, Phase 6B, Area 9 for the Peninsula MRRPC.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised Marina Bay Parcel K, Phase 6B, Area 9, Road 299, County of Sussex, State of Delaware, United States of America, for Peninsula MRRPC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.